This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The Amache World War II internment camp will become part of the National Park System after the U.S. Senate approved the designation Monday. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The move faced a last-second hurdle. Utah Senator Mike Lee said he opposed any expansion of federal lands and blocked the bill. This after 99 senators and nearly every House rep voted yes, including unanimous support from the Colorado congressional delegation. On Monday, Senator Michael Bennet invoked the words of internment camp survivors as he debated Lee.
During World War II, we were forced to live as prisoners in our own country. Along with our parents, we were forced from our homes, tagged like animals, and sent to the desolate prairie of southeast Colorado, where we lived in trauma.
The land Amache sits on is owned by the town of Granada and managed by volunteers. It will be donated to the National Park System. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado regulators have renewed an air pollution permit for the state's only oil and gas refinery. CPR Sam Brash reports that has angered environmental justice advocates.
Suncor owns the Commerce City facility north of Denver. Regulators allowed it to operate with an expired permit for more than a decade. After repeated pollution violations, many residents wanted the state to refuse to issue a new one and shut the facility down. Colorado regulators say they don't have the authority to do that. Last week, they submitted an updated permit to the EPA. It includes tougher pollution limits and new air monitoring requirements. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Suncor is a financial supporter of CPR News. The Colorado School of Mines is now among the top tier of U.S. research universities. Mines now has an R1 designation, joining four others in Colorado, CU Boulder, CU Denver, the University of Denver, and Colorado State. This is CPR News and KRCC.